Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast, your guide to what's next in innovation, strategy, and transformation. In this episode, we explore how global leaders in membrane technology are redefining sustainable water treatment. Based on the Frost Radar 2025, we examine key innovations, business models, and strategic benchmarks shaping a future where water systems are smarter, cleaner, and circular by design.
Why membrane innovation matters now.
Water resilience is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. Climate change, industrial water reuse, and PFAS contamination are pushing utilities and industrial users to rethink filtration. Membrane technologies are taking center stage, not just for performance, but for their role in enabling circular, decentralized, and adaptive water management. Where does your organization stand on the shift from compliance-driven to value-driven water treatment?
Key strategic shifts, redefining the landscape.
Three critical themes are reshaping the membrane ecosystem. Modular, AI-optimized designs for scalable, low-cost deployment. Resource recovery as a core function, capturing lithium, salts, and PFAS. Water as a service models that prioritize long-term retention and operational resilience. These aren't abstract trends. They're actionable strategies being executed by leaders on the Frost radar. Is your solution strategy built around one-time delivery or lifecycle value and recovery?
Global growth hotspots and innovation zones.
Membrane market growth is not evenly distributed. Asia-Pacific, the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, and North America are emerging as hotspots for sustainable water solutions. Companies deploying electroceramics, self-cleaning MBRs, and 3D-printed components are gaining traction by solving region-specific pain points. Is your tech roadmap aligned with regional sustainability goals and investment flows?
Who's leading and how?
DuPont, Zwitterco, Veolia, Memsift, and Sembrane are setting new performance and innovation benchmarks. Their strategies include leveraging AI for smarter cleaning and monitoring, embedding advanced ceramics to handle high-stress water profiles, delivering WAS through ecosystem partnerships. Other rising leaders like Evove, NX Filtration, and Aqua Membranes are also pushing modularity, circularity, and next-gen materials. Which players are your innovation benchmarks, and how do your capabilities compare?
The benchmarking advantage.
Frost & Sullivan's Frost Radar isn't just a leaderboard. It's a tool for strategic alignment. It reveals where the leaders are gaining ground, what sets them apart, and where the next growth curves are forming. Whether you're an investor, a utility, or a solution provider, benchmarking helps you see beyond today's gaps and into tomorrow's positioning. Do you know how your innovation pipeline stacks up against global leaders and what to do about it?
That's all for this episode of Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. From smart membranes to circular water models, the global water industry is entering a new era of resilience. To benchmark your strategy or explore the full Frost Radar analysis, connect with our team or visit frost.com. Until next time, stay focused, data-driven, and innovation-ready.